today, the slow strangle that higher rates causes. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics, one that is post covering finance and property news. Well, while analysts still talk about the strength of the consumer, if you choose to look below the hood, there are real issues emerging thanks to the higher for longer interest rates that are now in the system. And that's because of central banks' attempts to quell the inflation that they created by their early actions. In fact, Jerome Powell considered this past week that with perfect hindsight, their monetary policy settings through the pandemic would have been tighter, with rates not dropped so low and quantitative easing less extreme. Now, my surveys in Australia continues to highlight the pressure on some households, with, for the first time, more than half of mortgage holders underwater from a cash flow perspective. And it's not only in Australia that households are under pressure. Americans, for example, are falling behind on their auto loans at the highest rate in nearly three decades. With interest rate hikes making new loans more expensive, millions of car owners are struggling to afford their payments. It's a clear indication of distress at a time when the economy is sending mixed signals, particularly about the health of consumer spending. The percent of subprime auto borrowers at least 60 days past due on their loans rose to 6.11% in September. That's the highest in data going back to 1994, according to Fitch Ratings. In April, that figure slipped from a previous high of 5.93% in January. But after burning through tax returns, contending with a shakier job market, and grappling with still elevated inflation, more car owners have become delinquent. Behind the surge is both higher car prices and more extreme borrowing costs. And with the Federal Reserve indicating it plans to keep rates higher for longer, the problem is likely to persist, especially as millions of Americans recently started paying their federal student loans again. The subprime borrower is getting squeezed, said Margaret Rowe, senior director with the asset-backed securities group at Fitch. They can often be a first line of where we start to see the negative effects of macroeconomic headwinds. Having access to a car is a necessity for millions living in areas without reliable transportation, yet prices for both used and new vehicles are historically high, declining only slightly from peaks during the pandemic, which has priced out many low-income workers who often need a car to get to work. For those with the best credit scores, interest rates are about 5.07% in the US for a new car and 7.09% for a used vehicle on average, according to Bankrate. And for those with the worst credit scores, rates are about 14.18% and 21.38% for new and used cars, respectively. As payment delinquencies rise, repossessions are expected to increase accordingly. Cox Automotive estimates that 1.5 million vehicles will be seized this year, up from 1.2 million last year, although that's still below pre-pandemic levels. And in the UK, the bad news keeps coming for Britain's lettings market as a surge in mortgage payments push more landlords to the brink and threatens to pile extra misery on tenants. Landlords paid 40% more mortgage interest in August than the same month a year ago, equating to an extra £4.3 billion, according to a report from broker Hamptons International. Mortgage landlords handed over an average of 37% of their rental income to pay interest in August, up from 28% a year earlier. And for some investors, this will be unaffordable, said Anisha Beveridge, head of research at Hamptons. They will likely bow out, keeping upward pressure on rents. UK households are facing a stream of pressures triggered by a rapid increase in interest rates and the worst cost of living crisis in a generation. Tenants are bearing the brunt of the turmoil as landlords, who often borrow through interest-only mortgages, make them particularly exposed to rate hikes. They either sell or increase rents to deal with the extra costs and tougher regulation. It's come as a shock to many landlords after a long-term decline in borrowing costs between 2015 and 2021, when their total mortgage interest bills decreased by 3%, even as the amount of mortgage debt held by landlords rose 43% through those years. Investors are now collectively paying almost two-thirds more in mortgage interest annually than when rates bottomed out back in November 2021. The cost pressure is set to continue as more landlords roll off fixed loans that were agreed when rates were lower. The total £15 billion collectively paid in mortgage interest annually would climb to about £27 billion if the average mortgage rate on outstanding landlord debt stood at 6%, according to Hamptons. The average new two-year fixed rate deal was over 6.4% last week, according to Moneyfacts. Hamptons offered tenants a glimmer of hope, saying that the rate of rental growth slowed slightly month on month in September. Southern England and Scotland bucked that trend, though, with prices continuing to accelerate from an already high level. Still, on an annual basis, Britain's rents rose around 12% in September. That's the second fastest increase on record. And rents are soaring the fastest in London, where the average monthly cost of letting a property was 16% higher than a year earlier. Even if there were no further rate hikes by the Bank of England, we could see the amount of mortgage interest paid by landlords exceeding £20 billion over the next 2 years, Hamptons Beveridge said. This has the potential to eat up just over half the amount mortgage landlords receive in rent. And more broadly, UK banks expect to tighten a squeeze on the mortgage market in the coming months as high interest rates stretch affordability and loan defaults pick up. The Bank of England's quarterly credit conditions survey found that lenders decreased the supply of mortgages in the third quarter and will restrict availability further in the coming months. Defaults and losses on home loans picked up in the third quarter as more households are forced to refinance at much higher rates. The survey points to a subdued end to the year for the housing market after activity and prices were hit by the surge in borrowing costs. The Bank of England data suggests that interest rates on new mortgages have tripled since the start of 2022, squeezing homeowners already put under pressure by the worst cost of living crisis for decades. Banks said that demand for unsecured lending, such as credit cards, increased in the third quarter and was expected to climb again in the coming months. And this could suggest that struggling households are turning to debt to make ends meet, and demand for mortgages are expected to fall. Lenders expect defaults to rise on mortgages, unsecured lending, and loans to small and medium firm businesses in the fourth quarter. So once again, you can see the consequences of these higher rates. More people getting into difficulty, more investors finding that their investment property won't work, and so perhaps looking to sell, and higher defaults. I'm afraid that this is going to be the trajectory ahead wherever you look. And that means that while superficially some will say that consumers are doing okay around the place, the truth is that under the hood, there's a lot going on, and a lot of it is actually extremely negative. So the bottom line is this: we are going to see more distress, more difficulty for households, higher interest rates imposing more burdens on households that are already being exposed to high inflation, and real incomes, of course, continue not to cover this additional burden. So the longer this goes on with the higher rates for longer, the more difficulty we're going to see. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.